started in the, he was a GS6, level 1. He's moved up to level 4 automatically because you move up each year in that. Plus, he's gotten the automatic pay increases each year as they go. As a result, his base pay when he started was $6,300 when we first came to Washington.
Plus his food.
Yeah, well, he gets room and board.
Free room and board, 63, okay.
63, but he gets paid for a 6-day week instead of a 5-day week, so he gets a 20% override on that. So his actual pay was $7,500 when he first came in. That $7,500, this shows you what happens to this goddamn government salary. Without giving him a raise, without changing his status, without doing another goddamn thing except just letting him flutter, he came in at $7,500, and 4 years later, today, he's making $11,300. That almost a $4,000 raise. Now, Dana came in at $5,000. She's now making $7,300. So between the two of them, they're now making almost $19,000 a year, plus room and board, which is awfully good pay. And they have been.
They wouldn't be able to do better than that, but not on the outside.
I don't think so. Not doing domestic work. They couldn't approach it.
Well, I mean, even, well, suppose they did some other work in the room and board, for Christ's sake, they had some person's salary.
Yeah, but if they were doing domestic work where they get, let's say they were working for you as a private citizen, like they used to in everybody else, the maximum that a couple would earn is $1,000 a month.
Usually, but it's in the
morning. No, it used to be 600. It's about 1,000 now.
Maybe a problem. My point is, we can't get them up to a point where we can keep them later.
Well, you can have them. Keep going.
Okay, let her go. I am satisfied.
But I think they have gotten enough.
Right.
He's got 4,000.
I also do something for them. I give each of them a cash gift at the end of the year, $500. So it's not bad.
Where they started, the two of them together, at 12,500. They're now at 18,600. So they had a 50% increase over 4 years, and that's damn good, I think. And the base was higher than where they were.
Of course, so okay. We're all right.
Sure, that's high enough. Well, that shows you what this goddamn federal pay rate does.
Mr. President, the other night, when Donnie's mother was ill, FML, I took the liberty of sending on your behalf a personal message to Joe and I from you. To Joe and I, let me just want you to know that. That the mother is not critically ill. And we certified that she's ill. We had asked for anything. We've just gotten an answer. They're releasing him on Monday.
Great.
And he was called, sir. But I wonder whether you want to do a live show. We're both there.
Right now?
I called his brother yesterday to tell him he had sent a message.
Don't we?
This is Mr. Kissinger. Could you get with Mr. William Downey? And Mr. William Downey, my office will have his number. My volume is at 8.
That is.
They said they are releasing him in at the border of Hong Kong on March 12th. And the American National Guard is expected to send his personnel carrying certificates to receive him in South America.
Could it
only let it get to county?
Well, I've already got the word.
All right. Well, then, you should have Ziegler put it on.
Say so this afternoon.
All right, say so.
Definitely.
Too much.
Yeah.
All right, then. Just tell Ron to say that you talked, that you were happy to be able to call Mr. Downey today and inform him. Let him know that
you could consider sending a plan to bring him back because his mother has another job, bringing his spine back in.
Too far.
Well, that's
too expensive.
Also, while they're at it, they said they're releasing the two people, that they're releasing the two pilots on March 15th.
Is that community announced that today?
Johnny gets out Sunday and the other guys get out on Thursday.
Congress has had it for years.
Has it?
Yeah.
Well, you think that's going to be the state for the lifetime?
And how to pass, because they've already
leaked it from somebody else.
Well, they've leaked somebody else, but they have recommended yet somebody else who they have no ties at all, the former ambassador to Burma.
Oh, sure. This is not
somebody called Mark.
Let me tell you, Edward Mark.
Yeah.
God!
Russian, could we announce any of the other states as a public?
prisoners.
Well, let him announce the prisoners to the other two.
Yeah. If you could do all three at once.
Yeah, so just announce the bounty out there alone.
Smith. we have to get our strategy ready.
Thank you.
No, I sent a wire, a cable on my own to Joe and Ma Winston about Downey, Joe, telling about the sickness of his mother, and personally asking if you're going to appreciate more of what happened. He responded in record time. Downey's going to be released Monday. And I called his brother and told him, and I just a minute ago, and then I'm not calling Teddy Kennedy, if you don't mind. But I am calling him. And then also, you give sort of an intention that they're going to release the two flyers they go on Wednesday. So China's going to troop total. Yeah. He's very ill, and her brother said he didn't know whether he kept here in time or not. But I said, well, we got him out. Okay, we'll have a good time up there. And we appreciate all your strong support. I just hope it doesn't hurt you. I said, we appreciate your strong support, and I just hope it doesn't hurt you. Okay. Yes, I understand. It will be announced here. You better call your office immediately. It's going to be announced here this afternoon. We don't want to leave. Well, you just say Monday, probably Monday morning. Yeah. Anybody in China, of course, at Hong Kong. But it'll be announced here. You call your office right away, or the press will have it for you. Okay.
Some areas, but we don't have
how about the Rudy thing on the outside?